It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. One of the aims of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, the MVAA, is to improve the employment climate for Michigan veterans. The agency's recently launched Why Michigan, the Why Michigan Talent Attraction Team. It works to connect with veterans just as they're leaving military service to explore work opportunities in the state. Two guests involved in that effort join me today. David Dunkel is Senior Strategy Analyst for Employment for the MVAA. He's also temporarily involved in other MVAA services like education, health care, and quality of life. David, welcome.
Hi, Mark.
And we're also joined on the phone today by Justin Mendoza, a team leader with the Quicken Loans Veteran Hiring Program. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Sure. Dave, where did the idea for this talent attraction team come from?
It was kind of a collaborative effort, Mark. We sat with people from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and we were talking about how to attract more veteran talent back to Michigan. And instead of taking a passive role, we decided to take an active role and go to where service members are transitioning and speak to them directly.
This is part of another MVAA program, the Veteran-Friendly Certification Program. What is that?
The Veteran-Friendly Certification Program is a process where we look at local and state employers, and we certify them as being veteran-friendly. They make a commitment to hire veterans and create a veteran-friendly environment, and we help them do that.
Your plan is to connect with these veterans at what are called active duty transition points. What are those?
Active duty transition points are spread actually all around the world, and those are locations where service members transition from the military to civilian life.
Okay, and I know the program is fairly recent. Has your work started? How much of this work have you done so far?
We've actually done quite a bit. We're in the planning stages for a visit to Fort Carson, Colorado right now, but we recently visited the Service Academy Career Conference in Washington, D.C., and it was a combined effort between state agencies and private sector employers. And we travel together. We create an entire pure Michigan experience for job seekers out there.
Justin Mendoza of Quicken Loans, let's come to you. Tell us about Quicken's involvement with these MVAA programs, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Dave was saying, it's a very important partnership that we have, that we're able to create this collaborative effort, this synergy of among private partnerships and public to share those best practices and lessons learned to do what we're trying to do and attract that veteran talent to come to Michigan. And it's been a great program so far, a lot of support, and we're excited to be joining them out in Fort Carson, Colorado, for the Why Michigan campaign.
And I understand Quicken is a gold-level employer here in terms of their state certification, right? So David Dunkel, they obviously take it pretty seriously down there.
They certainly do. I mean, Justin and I have worked together the past few years, actually, in different roles. There's very few of us out there in the veteran hiring community. And Quicken rose pretty quickly through the ranks because of their robust outreach programs and their veteran hiring initiatives.
Justin, I know these discussions don't just center on employment opportunities, but they sometimes, as David pointed out, it's kind of a pure Michigan kind of vibe that sometimes unfolds here. It's about a broader quality of life. How do you work at Quicken, how do you work those priorities into this process?
I believe they all tie together. When we're out there in the community, like Dave was saying, we go out to the community. We're going to those transition points. We're going on basis. We're talking to these service members that either may or may not know about the opportunities that are in Michigan. And so not only are we talking to them about what the opportunities are at Quicken Loans, where they're making that career transition, but also what's happening in Detroit, Michigan, as well as the opportunities here in Michigan, because there are a lot of them. And when we're targeting that population is used to moving. They're open to relocation or coming home. So that's why it's good to have that conversation and have that collaborative effort.
Broadly, David, what recommends a veteran? Are they an underutilized? I would expect you to say they may well be an underutilized group in terms of satisfying a Michigan employer or an employer anywhere. Is that the case?
That's absolutely true. There's 275,000 to 300,000 transitioning service members each year, and they bring a unique skill set to employers.
They have to.
Yes, they are. They're loyal, they're team-oriented, they're used to working in austere environments with very little guidance and very little equipment. They're problem solvers. A lot of the morals that employers try hard to instill in their employees over years
Veterans already have.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would think they would. How many veterans does Quicken employ, Justin?
Currently, we have over 500 veterans,
wow.
Team members.
My gosh, that sounds like a lot. Dave, we're giving Quicken Loans credit here for working with the program. I know there are others, though. Who are some of those others?
Certainly. Yeah, you know, joining Quicken Loans as gold level employers, we have GM, we have Whirlpool, and Roush Industries down in Livonia, Michigan. All of them work side by side with each other, even though sometimes they're in direct competition for the workforce. It's amazing to see the collaborative efforts that come out of our group meetings where we remove organizational obstacles to veteran success here in the state.
Justin, I know Quicken is a part of this movement here. Are you referring veterans to other companies, or are you taking referrals from other companies?
Yeah, absolutely. It's that collective genius, that community that we get to work with and share those best practices. So if someone has a better opportunity at another company, maybe having that conversation will point them in that right direction and vice versa.
We're talking with Justin Mendoza of Quicken Loans about the new Why Michigan talent team, working to make Michigan a place where veterans will want to work and where employers are looking to hire them. We're also talking with David Dunkel of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Do you have a lot more outreach to do in terms of connecting with companies about this program, David, or do you think most of them have heard about it by now?
Well, we absolutely do. Right now, we have almost 75 pretty good-sized companies that have signed on to the program, but when you look at the number of employers in the state of Michigan, that's actually a drop in the bucket. So,
you've gone to the biggest ones first, though, so
they've actually come to us. Come to us. Workforce development is a challenge that every Michigan employer faces. Finding quality employees is sometimes a difficult task, and we are a valuable resource to the private sector employers out there that are looking for talent.
America's fighting forces in Iraq and Afghanistan have gone down in recent years to relatively few. Are David and Justin, for that matter, are you working with more veterans with fewer challenges returning to civilian life?
Why don't you go ahead and take that, Justin?
Well, there's a lot of opportunity out there, and there are those unique challenges, and I think that's why this program exists, to help bridge that gap. Between that military service and those private and public hiring agencies. When we're talking about 1% of the population that serves, it's the other 99% that doesn't, and we want to bridge that gap. And that's why we exist, and that's why we get to do what we do on a daily basis.
Dave, what other state agencies are you working with here, and what roles do they have?
We work with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, who helps employers build overall strategic plans when it comes to business development in the state. We also work with the Workforce Development Agency. Our great friends at the Michigan Works offices, the 16 regional locations that act in a role similar to the old unemployment offices. The Michigan Department of Transportation, one of our premier silver-level employers, soon to be gold. It's Michigan Civil Service Commission. It's a real collaborative effort between all sorts of state and federal agencies to get this job done.
With 500 veterans working at Quicken Loans, Justin, do these veterans find each other out? Is there kind of a little subculture of people with military experience that's emerging at Quicken?
Yeah, absolutely. We have different outreach efforts that we have for them, different programs to tie them together, and have that camaraderie that we set for them, through the year, whether it's, going to a salute to service football game or, getting together to have lunch with your fellow veteran. We do different things of that nature.
Is there awareness amongst the other Quicken employees of situations like PTSD amongst your veteran workforce. Is there an awareness there?
Yeah, we actually have a great team with our team relations that are part of our HR department that helps, you know, spread that awareness to make sure that we're getting rid of, you know, that stigma. Again, going back to that, you know, you don't know what you don't know in that larger population. We have those tools out there for our leaders that are leading these veteran team members.
Dave, there's another group involved in this effort, the Private Sector Veteran Employment Council. It sounds as if these teams and councils have names that you've got a number of people working in the same direction, working together here.
Exactly. And the Private Sector Veteran Employment Council works under the auspices of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. And it's a partnership between private sector employers and state agencies. We meet quarterly. Like I say, we remove organizational obstacles to veteran success in the state. We formulate best practices. But the best part of it is we trade those best practices with like-minded employers and with employers who are just stumbling upon the value of hiring a veteran. We do that by having veteran hiring best practices workshops that are sponsored. Matter of fact, Quicken Loans is sponsoring our next one in October at their headquarters, and they open their doors to local employers who are interested in hiring veterans and trade those best practices that they've worked really hard to formulate themselves.
Are there goals for your programs? I mean, in terms of numbers, how will you measure the success of this effort?
Well, we've told Governor Snyder that we plan on hiring 3,000, putting 3,000 veterans to work this fiscal year, and we will make that goal. I get up every
morning. The year we're in now. This
correct.
Is by October 1st. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
And I get up every morning, and if there's an unemployed veteran in the state, that becomes my goal, even if it's a single unemployed veteran. We've made great progress. In the last 3 years, we've lowered the veteran unemployment rate by double digits. There is still some disparity in the unemployment rate between the younger veterans, those 20 to 28-year-old veterans are still slightly underemployed, and so we tend to focus on that group and see if we can develop solutions to address their specific needs.
We've been talking with David Dunkel of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. Also, thanks to Justin Mendoza of Quicken Loans about the state efforts to appeal to veterans looking for work in Michigan. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.